Hello, everybody. Thanks for coming. Okay. So I'm going to be just presenting on the impact of religious coping on acculturative stress and alcohol use of recent Latino immigrants. And a breeze through the roadmap since we have a little bit of time. Okay. So Latinos are the largest and fastest growing minority group in the U.S. And according to the 2010 census, Latinos comprise 16% of the total U.S. population, 50.5 million people, and half the growth of the U.S. population in the past decade has been due to the Latino population, which most of that growth has primarily been driven by immigration. Now, Florida in general is a very ideal place to study Latino immigrants because of its geographical location. We're at the southernmost point of the United States, which makes it very in close proximity to the Caribbean and South and Central America. So South Florida, in particular Miami, is a gateway for a lot of immigrants from those locations. So Florida received over 3,000 new3 million new residents in the last 10 years. Miami-Dade is actually one of the only counties in the U.S. that has an immigrant majority. Florida has the third highest population of Latinos in the U.S., with approximately 8% of all Latinos in the U.S. Living in Florida. It is a predominantly Cuban immigrants, particularly in the South Florida area. And approximately 66% of all Latinos in South Florida are foreign-born. 64.5% of Latinos in South Florida report speaking English less than well, which is indicative of a lower rate of acculturation among immigrants in the South Florida area. So why study alcohol use among Latino immigrants? Well, there's well-documented evidence that foreign-born Latinos are in better overall health than their U.S.-born counterparts. And what the research states is that as Latino immigrants, as their time and exposure to the U.S. increases, their health status in various aspects begin to decrease. One of the well-documented health behaviors impacted by time in the U.S. has been alcohol use. And what the research has found is as time in the U.S. increases, Latinos' substance use behaviors tend to increase as well, and particularly with alcohol use. One of the reasons why these behaviors have been found to increase or have been posited to increase by research has been the acculturative process, and in particularly acculturative stress. Another reason that has been posited is an erosion of cultural protective values. So as Latinos' time and exposure to the U.S. increases, a lot of these cultural protective values have been hypothesized to decrease, therefore increasing these risk behaviors among Latinos. Now, one of the cultural values that is very prominent among Latino culture is religion. It's actually one of the values that has been less researched and investigated, where other values like familismo, respeto, and simpatía have been more investigated. There's very little literature on the impact of religion and on health behaviors, and in particular acculturative stress. So Latinos and alcohol use related health disparities. So why is investigating Latinos and the alcohol use among Latino immigrants important? Well, disparities in alcohol related consequences among Latinos and compared to their white counterparts include higher rates of cirrhosis and alcohol related consequences such as DUI, intimate partner violence, HIV AIDS. There's also disparities in related to substance abuse treatments among Latinos, where Latinos, in comparison to other ethnic groups, have been found to have a lower past and current rates of participation in treatment, higher dropout rates from treatment, and lower rates of perceived need for treatment in comparison to their white counterparts. So the current study. The conceptual framework for the present study is based on Perlin's stress process model, which is a key theoretical framework that has been used over the last 20 years to explain health disparities among minorities. And the fundamental underpinning of the framework is that the health outcomes related to stressors are not only related to the stressors themselves, but are also impacted by the structural context of people's lives, and particularly mediated and moderated by social and personal resources. So our study is basically looking at the impact of acculturated stress on alcohol use behaviors among Latinos, and basically seeing whether how religious coping moderates, or if religious coping moderated that relationship. So what is religious coping? I'm just going to talk about that real quick, since it tends to be a construct that is less known. According to Tixon Frazier, religious coping is the use of cognitive and behavioral techniques in the face of stressful life events that arise out of one's religion and spirituality. Now, the literature distinguishes between two divergent patterns of religious coping. Positive religious coping has been associated with, it's more of an adaptive type coping, and it's been associated with more positive mental and physical health outcomes. And that's related to things as religious forgiveness, seeking spiritual support from a congregation or a clergy, or a reframing of a stressful event to view it as a potentially opportunity for growth and learning. Negative religious coping has been associated with poor mental health outcomes and poor physical health outcomes, including higher rates of substance abuse. And negative religious coping is related to attributing a distressful situation as a punishment from a higher power, or strained relationships with clergy members or congregation. So previous research has found that when controlling for education, SES disparities, and other demographic differences, Latinos use religious coping strategies more frequently than non-Latino whites. Also, less acculturated Latinos have been found to use religious coping strategies more frequently than ones with higher levels of acculturation. Now, what we don't know, we've had a lot of conflictive and contradictory findings in relationship to the influence of religion on health, on acculturative stress and their associated health behaviors. So one study has found that engaging in religious support-seeking behaviors was associated with less acculturative stress, and those people that did engage in these religious support-seeking behaviors reported being in better health. So religious support-seeking behaviors had those that experienced religious support-seeking behaviors had less acculturated stress and were less likely to report being in poor health. Contradictory, and this is actually interesting because it was in the same data set a few years later, Ellison and colleagues found that religious involvement appeared to exacerbate the effects of acculturative stress on the depressive symptoms of Latino immigrants. Now, the few studies that have been done with religious coping and acculturative stress have been done predominantly on Mexican origin immigrants and Puerto Rican immigrants. Very little has been done on immigrants from the Caribbean and Central and South America. Kind of breeze through this right quick. Basically, we tested four hypotheses: the influence of acculturative stress on alcohol use. We hypothesized that higher acculturative stress would be related to higher rates of alcohol use. Hypothesis two, we looked at the influence of positive and negative religious coping on alcohol use behaviors, and we hypothesized that those participants that would use higher rates of positive religious coping would have lower alcohol use, and those participants that used higher rates of negative coping would have higher alcohol use, and positive coping would have lower alcohol use. The third hypothesis is investigating the influence of acculturated stress with positive and negative coping. And again, we hypothesize that those participants that would have higher levels of positive religious coping would have lower rates of acculturated stress, and those participants that had higher rates of negative coping would have higher rates of acculturated stress. And then lastly, we looked at the moderating influence of positive and negative coping on the relationship between acculturative stress and alcohol use. And we hypothesized that the relationship between acculturative stress and alcohol use would be weaker among those participants that use positive religious coping at a higher level, and it would be stronger among those participants that had higher levels of negative religious coping. So the data source that I used was a recent Latino immigrant study, and it was a study that was conducted in Miami-Dade County. It was a three-way prospective cohort study. Retrospective pre-immigration data was collected at baseline, and then with two follow-ups done 12 months apart that collected post-immigration data. This particular study was a cross-sectional design. The sample was 415 recent Latino immigrants living in Miami-Dade County between the ages of 19 and 42. All the immigrants, the inclusion criteria for baseline was that they had to be in the U.S. for less than 12 months. I used time 2 data for this particular study, so all the immigrants were here for less than 2 years. They were primarily recruited through respondent-driven sampling, which is like a snowball sampling technique that's used particularly for hidden populations, and part of our population were undocumented immigrants. So we thought this was the most feasible sampling technique. And all the data was collected by face-to-face computer-assisted personal interviews. Okay, so we collected a demographics form, and particularly, as per the literature, the covariates that I included in the model that could potentially influence the key variables were gender, income, education, and documentation status. I also, because I had the pre-immigration alcohol use from the baseline, I did control for their alcohol use pre-immigration. The Spanish validated version of the brief RCOPE, which measures religious coping, and it has a positive and a negative religious coping subscale, was used. And the a revised 7-item version of the Hispanic stress inventory was used for acculturative stress. I'm going to fly through some of this stuff now. So I'll get to the results, the fun part. Okay, so basically what we found was the relationship between, there was a significant relationship between positive religious coping and alcohol use, where those participants that used higher positive religious coping had lower alcohol use. We actually found that those participants that had higher acculturative stress used positive and negative religious coping at higher levels. And we found a significant interaction effect with negative religious coping, where those participants that had higher rates of negative coping drank more alcohol use when they experienced higher rates of acculturative stress. Undocumented immigrants used religious coping more than their documented counterparts. Latina women were also found to use more higher rates of positive religious coping. So overall, the overall take-home message here is that our study basically is indicating or suggesting that positive religious coping may be a protective factor for alcohol use among Latino immigrants, and negative religious coping may be a risk factor. A lot more research obviously still needs to be done as far as negative religious coping. This was a community sample. It has negative religious coping. I think we need to look into it more as far as clinical samples. And we also found that more vulnerable populations, such as undocumented immigrants and women, used these coping mechanisms more frequently. So I think it's definitely leaves a lot more room for investigation as far as integrating this type of cultural value in future substance use interventions and preventions.